everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Rebecca, and yes, your English will improve today. Yesterday, we started a very fascinating lesson about whether or not you should tip. We met Billy and Fanny, who are having a conversation about tipping. What do you think? Is tipping always necessary? Well, I hope that you haven't made up your mind yet, because we are still discussing whether or not you should tip. And yes, today's lesson is all about tipping. So, the question we are going to try to answer today is, when should you tip? Okay, friends, open up your magazine because it is time to begin. Let's go.
To tip or not to tip?
I don't think it's fair for customers to feel guilty if they don't want to leave a tip. Seriously, what if the service is bad?
Billy, you know that tipping is part of the culture. You can't not do it. If the service is bad, leave a smaller tip.
But most restaurants still encourage customers to tip. A tip doesn't guarantee good service.
But it helps. And you know, servers often have to share their tips with other employees.
I admit that you make a good point. However, tipping can also create conflict.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 guarantee 这个动词。Guarantee 是指保证或担保，例如 The customer service department guaranteed that they will refund my purchase within a week. 客服部门保证会在一周内让我所购买的商品可以退款。Guarantee 也可以当名词，例如 There's no guarantee that the negotiations will lead to an agreement. 这个协商并不能保证能够达到彼此双方的协议。继续我们看 admit 这个动词。Admit 是指承认或招认，注意它的过去式、过去分词都要重复字尾的 t 再加上 ed。Admit 后面可以加上 that 词句，例如 Steve admitted that he had stolen his parents' money。Steve 招认他偷了父母亲的钱。Admit 后面也可以加上名词或动名词，例如 Larry admitted making the mistake of buying a car that he couldn't afford. Larry 承认自己失误买了一台自己负担不了的车子。
All right, well, Rebecca, after this part of the conversation, what do you think? Is it important to leave a tip? Or can you go without leaving a tip?
Okay, Gabe, that's a very big question. Because...I think it's the right thing to leave a tip, but I don't always want to leave a tip. And I don't always like leaving a tip. And as a matter of fact, sometimes I try to slip out of the restaurant without leaving a tip. But I know it's not right. And then I feel guilty about it. So I always go back and leave a tip.
You have a guilty conscience sometimes when you leave a restaurant without... You know what? We have this idea here in our lesson about feeling guilty. Billy mentions that in his first line. I don't think it's fair for customers to feel guilty if they don't want to leave a tip. So it sounds like you kind of agree with Billy. You want to just be able to leave, especially if the restaurant doesn't have good service. Maybe Rebecca just wants to get up, walk out without leaving a tip.
Well, right. I mean, because Billy asks a good question, what if the service is bad? And you know, Gabe, I have been to restaurants where the service was bad.
Yes.
The food was bad. The service was bad. The atmosphere wasn't that pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole experience really wasn't a very positive experience. So why leave a tip?
Well, friends, do you feel that way sometimes? Do you ever feel guilty because of some...pressure from the outside? Maybe you feel like you should do something, but you just don't really want to, but you feel guilty if you don't. Well, this is kind of what Billy is talking about. He says, seriously, what if the service is bad? What does Fanny say here?
Well, Fanny says, Billy, you know that tipping is part of the culture. Mm-hmm. You can't not do it. If the service is bad, just leave a smaller tip. Or she says, leave a smaller tip.
That's true. Or at least leave just kind of the minimum tip, maybe 10 or 15%. Even though maybe you should leave 20%, maybe just leave a smaller tip. Well, I like what she says here. You can't not do it. That's mm-hmm. a double negative. And in English, when we use a double negative, that's an emphasis on something. It's like in Chinese when you say, 非做不可, it means you really need to do it, right? You can't not leave a tip.
And that is a very good point. How does Billy continue this conversation, Gabe?
Well, he says, but most restaurants still encourage customers to tip. A tip doesn't guarantee good service. Okay, so that's true. I mean, you know, just because someone, if I'm a waiter mm-hmm. and someone leaves a tip, it doesn't mean I'm going to have better service. What if I'm in a bad mood?
Right.
What if I just, man, I just can't give good service that day?
You know, Gabe, I remember when I used to work at a coffee shop. Mm-hmm. And I felt like no matter who the customer was, it was my job to make sure that customer felt very important, whether or not they left a tip.
Hmm.
And I actually do think that most waiters and waitresses should have a similar way of thinking, but unfortunately, most of them probably do not feel the same way. Because it's a job. They need to make money, and that's all they really think about sometimes, not all the time.
So the nice thing about working at a restaurant, if you're a waiter, is that if you are the one who served a certain group of people, then you would be getting that tip. They would leave a tip, and you would get that tip. Now, I think at some coffee shops, maybe where the people share the tips,
mm-hmm.
that's not always the case. But let's continue here. Fanny says, but it helps, okay? Leaving a tip helps. And you know, servers often have to share their tips with other employees, and
mm-hmm.
this is true. Some other employees I can think of at a restaurant might be the busboy or busgirl, and
mm-hmm.
perhaps the host or the hostess.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about these for a minute.
Okay, so the busboy is someone who clears the table. So after you have finished your meal,
mm-hmm.
and there are dishes all over the table and dirty napkins and cups, okay, so the busboy or busgirl will come over and clear everything off the table and bring the dirty dishes to the kitchen.
That's right. Now let's take a look at somebody else who works at a restaurant. I think this is a very important job because it's the first impression when
mm-hmm.
a customer comes in, they will see the host or the hostess of that restaurant. And their job is to greet customers or to greet the guests. They also answer phones and make, or they book reservations for people who want to eat at the restaurant. Their job is very important.
That's right. First impressions are lasting impressions. And of course, the host or hostess is the first person you see as you walk into the restaurant.
So they might get part of the tip, right, Rebecca? Because the waiter or waitress, I hear that they will often share their tips, will at least with the busboy or the bus girl.
I don't think mm-hmm. the host or hostess
okay,
actually gets any
not.
Of the tips, but they do get a higher salary or higher wage. Anyway, Billy says, I admit that you make a good point. However, tipping can also create conflict. So make a good point. This is just a good phrase to emphasize or show that someone said something that you think is important and you agree with.
That's right. You made a good point. Or, that's an interesting point. Well, right now it's time for us to join Steve and Ken in the Info Cloud. They want to talk about how to increase your tip if you are a server. Let's join them in the Info Cloud.
Let's do
that. Americans are tip crazy. Every year, they spend $40 billion tipping people.
70% of those tips go to restaurant servers. So with so much money being spent, it makes sense that people would study this custom to understand exactly how it works.
Okay, one professor at Cornell University has spent years studying restaurant tipping. One thing he found is that when a small candy comes with the bill, the tip goes up.
touching the customer on the shoulder when delivering the bill increases tips too. So does drawing a smiley face on the bill.
But those things only work if the server is a woman. Now, if the server, man or woman, squats down next to or sits at the table while taking an order, the tip goes up on average of $1 per table.
And here's something surprising. By and large, good service does not increase a tip.
That is surprising. As widespread as tipping is, there is a small growing movement in the U.S. to abolish tipping. Some restaurants are finding it's easier for customers and fairer to servers to just pay the wait staff a flat wage out of the menu prices.
美国人去餐馆用餐都会给 tips 小费，那是不是服务越好小费就越多呢？其实不见得。有一个大学教授做了一个研究，结果他发现服务生可以做几件事使他比较有机会拿到多一点的小费。一个是当他把账单交给客人时，盘子上顺便放几颗糖果，还有就是当他把账单交给客人时，可以很自然地触碰对方的肩膀。如果他在账单上画一个笑脸，也有可能拿到多一点的小费。但前提是这一位服务生必须是女性。看到这个研究结果，男性的服务生一定觉得很不公平。因此美国现在也越来越多人主张 abolish tipping， 废除小费的制度。你觉得呢？这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次连线见。
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, friends. We learned a lot in our first section about tipping. To tip or not to tip, that is the question. You learned what a busboy and busgirl are. They're also called bussers. You learned what a host and hostess are. We learned some different words, like to make a good point. We also learned some key words like guarantee. You know, someone is not guaranteed good service just because they give a tip. Or what about that word employee? Sometimes waiters have to share their tips with other employees. So that adds to the idea or the argument that maybe you should give a tip. But Billy said, what about conflict? Doesn't tipping create conflict? Let's see how Fanny responds to this next.
To tip or not to tip?
What do you mean?
What if one server makes more money on tips than another server?
Of course that's going to happen. If one server provides better service than another server, he should get bigger tips.
Well, sometimes customers tip more if they like how their server looks. How is that fair?
It's really inappropriate. But there's really nothing you can do about it.
Well, I'm not going to leave a tip. I didn't think that our service was that great today, anyway.
Fine, I'll leave a tip for both of us.
OK， 接下来我们看课文中的 How is that fair？ 里面的 fair 这个形容词 ，fair 在这里是指公平的或合理的。例如 ，The boss has always been fair to each of his staff。老板一直以来对每位员工都很公平。或者是 To the victims， it's only fair that the hit and run driver be persecuted。对受伤者而言，只有肇事逃逸的驾驶被定罪才叫做公平。它的反义字就是自首加上 un 变成 unfair， 例如 It's so unfair that you blame me for what happened， 你把所有发生的事都算在我头上，实在太不公平了。所以我们看的是 inappropriate 这个形容词， in 是否定的自首， appropriate 是指恰当的或者是合宜的， 所以 inappropriate 是指不适合的或不恰当的。例如 It's very inappropriate to interrupt other people's conversation. 打断别人的谈话是非常不合宜的。或者是 The mayor's inappropriate comment cost him the support of the female citizens. 市长不合宜的评论让他失去女性市民的支持。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, now it's time for the question of the hour. How does tipping create conflict? If you remember, that is what Billy thinks. Tipping can also create conflict. And as we see here in our lesson, Fanny responds by asking, What do you mean?
Well, what does Billy mean? Of course, he says, what if one server makes more money on tips than another server? Yes. Yes. I love this kind of drama. Ooh, he's getting a bigger tip. That makes me jealous. I want a bigger tip too. This kind of thing creates jealousy, right, Rebecca?
Right, Gabe. But the thing is though, Fanny says, of course that's going to happen. Of course. If one server provides better service than another server, he should get a bigger tip. I mean, if you think about it, if one server is friendlier and is faster and is smiling and makes the customer feel like he's right at home, I think he should get a bigger tip.
Which is why servers should listen to tips like Steve and Ken gave us in the Info Cloud. When your customer is giving you the order, you go over and you touch the customer on the shoulder and be very friendly and maybe joke around and chat with the kids at the table as well. Then you might get a bigger tip. Who knows?
Never know. It just makes the customer feel like the server actually cares about what he is doing and that the server cares about the customer. Okay, so let's see how our lesson continues. Oh, Billy, it's your line.
Yes, yes, this is my line. Well, sometimes customers tip more if they like how their server looks. How is that fair? That's not fair, but I guess that's just how it is, right? I mean, I guess we can't help that. That's the same way all around the world, Rebecca. If people are more attractive, people will give them better tips or they'll treat them better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true in a lot of areas, too. It's true that better looking people might be hired more quickly than other people. It's just a sad fact of life.
Right. And Fanny says it's really inappropriate, but there's really nothing you can do about it. And Gabe, I think you were trying to get at that. You were trying to describe this phrase in your little description there. But let's talk about it a little bit more. There's nothing you can do about it. That just means that this is the way something is.
Yeah.
This is just the way it's going to be, and you can't change it.
Those are both great phrases. There's nothing you can do about it. That's just the way it is. Honestly, I think it's a little uncomfortable, like, talking about it. But there's nothing that you can do about it. And there are other things that you could use this phrase with. Like, for example, the weather. I mean, we're planning on going on a hike today. Now it's raining. Well, there's nothing you can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
But are there some things that you can change? For example, I think the testing industry. Well, people emphasize tests and you just have to memorize things to take tests. Well, friends, no, I want to encourage you. If you're learning something, learn it for the sake of learning it and knowing it, not because you have to take a test. I believe there is something we can do about the mentality for the testing industry, Rebecca.
Well, I agree with you, Gabe. Now, you might not be able to change the test date. Let's say, for example, your teacher says you have a test on Friday. Well, there's nothing you can really do about it. You better just study and get ready for that test on Friday. Well, anyway, let's see what else we can learn in our lesson. Oh, guess what, Gabe?
Yes.
It's you.
I'm not going to leave a tip. I didn't think that our service was that great today anyway. Period.
Well, fine. I'll leave a tip for both of us. Now, Gabe, this actually reminds me, you know, talking about tips and everything, reminds me of when I worked in a coffee shop. We actually had a tip jar on the front of the counter, and people could come and leave a tip if they thought you provided great service. But the problem is,
yes,
They took the money and then divided that money between all of the employees, even some of my coworkers who weren't very friendly.
So if you were really friendly, then they would leave a tip in the tip jar, but then the tip would go to everybody?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, that is a little bit unfair. Kind of like what Billy was saying here. Well, friends, now it's time for us to go and see what's going on with today's SC Challenge.
Yes!
It's time for the SC Challenge, and we have two new players joining us today. What is your English name?
My name's Davey.
Davey?
Yes.
Hello, Davey. And what's your English name?
My name's John.
John. Davey and John, are you guys excited?
Yes.
Yes.
Great. Who's going to win?
What?
Who's going to win today?
He.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we're going to find out who's going to win. Well, anyway, our words for today are guarantee, employees, admit, and inappropriate. And yes, let's see who is going to get the correct answers, starting with question one. Philip did not want to blank that he ate the cookies. He did not want to blank that he ate the cookies. Is that a hand raised, Davey?
Admit.
Admit. Let's see. Philip did not want to admit that he ate the cookies. Excellent job. 1 point for Davey. Okay, question number two. It is blank to wear jeans to the wedding. It is blank to wear jeans to the wedding. Yes, Davey?
Inappropriate.
Inappropriate. Let's see. It is inappropriate to wear jeans to the wedding. Excellent job. 2 points for Davey. Hey, John, this could be your point. Here it goes. There is a party next week for all blank. Yes, John?
No. Inappropriate.
Inappropriate. There is a party next week for all inappropriate. Wait, try it again.
Try again. Employee.
Okay, let's see if that works. There is a party next week for all employees. Excellent job! But Davey does have 2 points, so he is the winner for today. But guess what? John did a great job too, so let's give him a prize. Yes, a folder. Thank you so much for playing today, and friends, thank you for joining us. We will see you next time on the SC Challenge. Bye-bye!
Well, friends, that is all the time we have for today. So be sure to join us next time right here at
Studio Classroom.
We'll see you then. Healthcare by Robot.